Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Hey, Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show!
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right. This is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 524, recorded from the DeFauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island, in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined, as always, by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How are you doing today, Michael?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking. I won't even bring up the fact that the University of Connecticut is now back-to-back national champions for the first time in 18 years a program has done that. I won't even bring it up because I know that you don't care about that.
Appreciate that.
How did you get to finish watching the Masters? Or you have it on tape delay?
No, I watched it. I watched it outside today, actually.
That's nice. Now, I sent you a message. I didn't want to be too specific in case you were behind. But when Scheffler had the 4-shot lead and he was front of 18 in 2.
Yes.
Do you think you could have won the Masters from there?
No problem, because you know why?
You could have putted it.
I could have putted it.
So you would have just had the 6-putt to win, basically.
I would have gotten that 1-putt onto the green.
And then maybe 3-putted after that. And
you got to try to take that false front out of play.
Right.
Get it past a hole a little bit. I could have making a 6. I'd make a 6.
That's what I'm saying. So
I
you
sweat a little bit, but I would have won that tournament.
I don't know if I would have. That would have been tough from there. Now, put it in perspective, though. If you hadn't played there, if that's your first swing at Augusta, just sitting in front of there, and you haven't putt the greens yet. Like, you don't know the speed. Just wake up.
Yeah, no, then 3 could come back to my... Yeah, I mean...
That could be a little difficult. You always see those questions, and they talk like Augusta's the toughest golf course, and you're like, well, could an 18 handicapper win the Masters if their first shot was a putt on every green? I'm like, yeah, of course. I think anyone could at that point. Like, you just have to get under 70 putts per round. Just being in the middle of every green in 1. Yeah. But they talk about, like, this, I don't know. It's not the hardest golf course they play out there. It was in tough conditions, but they don't make any big numbers out there, really. Not too many.
Tiger did.
Well, yeah. He's past his prime, I think.
Yeah, he is. They said he couldn't get out of his chair yesterday.
That's not good, is it?
He
shot 82, which is bad.
He beat his body up like a lot of these guys are.
Yeah, and then he had the accident, which didn't help. But I don't know. I found the Masters to be largely unenjoyable the last few years.
Yeah, it was pretty boring this year.
There haven't been any like close ones down the stretch probably since Tiger won in 2019. And even that wasn't that close. It was just so amazing that he actually...
It's good theater, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, on to the PGA. Valhalla, that's a nice course out in Louisville.
You know what, Pards? I love that golf course because that's where Bob May went to the playoff with Tiger Woods.
Oh, is that right? I didn't realize that.
Yep. That's where the playoff was. And I looked it up because... It was always in August up until the past couple of years. It's when I'm on the cruise.
Oh, you're going to miss it.
I'm either going to tape it or I could watch it because I'm going to be way behind. So it'll be nighttime.
Interesting.
Yeah, I got a lot of options.
You got a lot of options. Well, speaking of options, we have our third man, our regular guest and contributor, Angry Newfield Jr., joining us on this week's episode. How you been, Phil?
What's up, boys? How you doing?
We're good. Thanks for coming on again.
Anytime.
You say frequent contributor because you're probably on almost as much as Mike and I at this point. You come on whenever asked, which we appreciate.
Yes, whenever asked.
Well, I mean, this is a great topic for me, isn't it?
This is a perfect one. I mean, it's basically because of you that we have this topic. I think we're just chatting back and forth. That. Well, it was brought up in a discussion with you. But before we get to the topic, why don't you tell the people where they can find you? You have your own podcast, so why don't you give it a plug?
Absolutely. Well, we always appreciate the plug. Get the Debrief podcast by DVC Clubhouse. Come listen to our shenanigans over there. Good times. It's kind of like this podcast. It's just no script, freewheeling conversation, busting chops back and forth. It's good times.
And that's a little more centered around DVC.
Yeah, it's a DVC-centered group, but we talk everything. General Disney stuff. Yeah. It's not, you know, not quite the same as here, but it's good times.
Not that it's quite the same as here. We're definitely unique.
Yeah, on this unique.
Acquired taste.
That's a good point. Acquired taste is a better way to put it, I think.
You either like us or don't, right? There's no in between there.
Absolutely. There's none.
Pretty
That's
much.
Like me on the golf course. People either enjoy playing with me or they run the other way.
You have a good group of guys.
Oh, we have a great group of guys. But Mr. Casciano and I talked about it Saturday.
Okay.
Is there a possibility of me breaking somebody?
I think you've broken Alex to some extent.
Yeah, I think I've broken Alex. Bill Rossini hasn't played with us in a few times, so Kurt thinks I may have broken him.
He's done with you.
But we were talking about checking girls out with our rangefinder.
Okay.
Because there's a house on number 12, and like 2 years ago, there was a girl laying out in a bikini. So I had to grab the rangefinder, you know, 142 to the lawn chair. And so Kirk goes, everybody understands that. So I asked, we played with the assistant pro, Ronnie. Yeah. You ever check girls out with a rangefinder? All the time. Kirk's like, see, exactly. He's like, you know, it's universal. So we play with this one guy and he's straight laced. I mean, he's a good dude, but I still haven't shown him everything that I have, you know.
You're holding and a couple cards back?
Yeah, I'm holding a couple cards back. And he said, Kirk goes, you should ask him if he gets it. I go, I can't go there because there's still potential of me breaking him and him never wanting to play with me again. So the one thing I am good at is I can read a room.
That's true.
Like, I don't embarrass you when we're out in public, do I?
No, not really.
Well, like when I stayed at your house, you don't have to say, hey, please don't do this in front of the kids. You know,
I think you understand that pretty well.
Yeah, no, I get that. You know,
we can bring you around in public. It's okay.
You can take them out.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, sometimes maybe you want to break people sooner. No, if they don't get your stuff, you don't want to play with them anyway, right?
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to be you, Mike. Be true to yourself, buddy. If they can't handle you, that's their problem.
Exactly.
Oh, Gary, I forgot to tell you. Okay. So we played with this kid. He's 25. He's the assistant pro. He had never heard Hit It, Had It.
No?
He never heard it. And he said he loved it and he's going to start using it. So I passed it on. That's how this goes.
Hit It, Had It. How have you never heard that?
I Hit It, You Had It.
That's crazy. That's wild that he's never heard that.
He's never heard that one. And his dad's a pro. His dad's a teaching pro. I took a lesson from him. He's over at Lakewood National, so I'm surprised that he'd never heard that expression.
That's funny. Anyway, we should get on to the topic at hand this week, don't you think, Mike?
Yeah, we've got a lot to discuss.
So this week, as I said, we were chatting back and forth in our group text, and the topic of banning people, or trespassing people, if you will.
Yeah, the three of us are heading up Disney security.
And there's some new rules.
And there's a new sheriff in town, right?
Lines are about to get shorter. No doubt about that.
I mean, there's a chance the stock price tanks, too, with some of the changes we're making.
No, the changes we're making, we can inflate prices. People are going to be happy to show up.
We're going to bring that experience right back. These are going to be Eisner experiences.
The whole new Disney difference coming your way, folks.
And that just involves getting rid of a lot of people.
Yes.
Wholesale.
And we're just making wholesale changes. We're banning you. If you do some of these things, if you're a part of this group, you're officially banned when it comes to the security team of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast.
And the thing is we're not worried about guys like Adam the Woo, like doing a YouTube at, you know, Discovery Island or whatever. Those guys, they have free reign. They can do
I encourage that.
We're going to escort him around the place.
Yeah.
No, we're totally shots fine for him, holding the lights.
The private tours that people got banned for. Amen, man. We all have entrepreneurial spirit. Come on.
You want the guys selling popcorn buckets on the side for cash?
Yeah, like when I was working at the golf course. Absolutely. Yeah.
But we're talking about some guests that we might not want to see around as much. So you guys came up with some lists of some behaviors or groups of people.
You notice how he says "you guys." He's separating himself from us again, Mike. He's making himself out to be the good guy here.
He always does that.
I'm going to say if I agree or disagree, and I have a few in mind. I don't know if I'm as vindictive as you two.
No.
And I also may not be as creative. So we'll see. We'll see where it goes. Should we have our esteemed guest start us off, Mike, or do you have one?
Yeah, he can. Let him start.
All right. What's a corrected behavior that we need?
All right. Look, I'm just going to go with my number one. Right off the bat, drives me out of my mind. I catch you cutting in line with the excuse me. My family's up ahead. I left my aunt's cousin's roommate's best friend's uncle up at the front while we went to get lunch. You're gone.
Gone.
Oh. No questions asked.
No questions asked.
Lifetime trespass.
Yep. I've got that on my list too.
I like that. I'm okay with that. Now the question is, do you let them catch up to their family and then ban them too?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm speaking for Phil.
Oh, you know, that's an interesting concept. I almost got into a fist fight about 3 years ago in Epcot on Test Track because I would not let some drunken buffoon get past me in line. I thought he was going to throw down. But, you know, now that you mention that, that's pretty vindictive. Let him get up to the family. Take the whole family out. That's 10, 12 people instead of one. I like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And wait until they're just about ready to get on the ride. Let's right, waste right more the of their point. Time before we the merge get point. The board.
Yes. Because I would guess probably like 9 times out of 10, there's not even a family that they're waiting for up ahead.
No, and that's why we have our guys who work just solely work surveillance. You know, we've got the earpieces in walking around the parks, and they're telling us, hey, Peter Pan flight, this is what they look like. They're sending it to an iPad, and one of us is going, and we're going to escort them out of the park.
This is like presidential protection detail plus Animal House. This is double super secret surveillance. That's what we've got going on.
I like that. That's definitely a good one. I don't think you're going to get many arguments from many people. And I'm okay with saying no exceptions because if I'm in line with my kids and one of them has to go to the bathroom, guess what? We're either all out or whoever takes them to the bathroom, we're waiting in the line. I'm not meeting up. I don't care.
I would feel so funny. Like, there's been times where I've walked out of a line, and I feel bad going backwards, let alone going forward.
Yes, that's a pain in the butt, too. But at least, like, if you have a kid that needs to use the bathroom and you're going backwards, you're like, people understand that. I got to get out of this line.
And it's never a kid who needs to use the bathroom. It's always, like, 4 12-year-olds, a 14-year-old, and grandma cutting back through the line because they just didn't feel like waiting and they were
finishing their meal and hanging out. Why do I want to wait in line when I can sit here and have another cup of coffee at dinner?
Yeah, send grandpa to wait in line while they go on Living with the Land, and then they'll catch up to you in Soarin'.
In Soarin', exactly.
Yeah, some mom comes in and she's got a 2-year-old in her hands who clearly had a problem. I might be willing to look the other way, but that's never the case. You know,
there's a zero tolerance policy here, Phil. We have
all right. They're gone. I'm good. Send them all.
Wouldn't you get some sick perverted pleasure in banning a 2-year-old who just had to go to the bathroom? That's like 75 years of freeing up space in the park.
That's right. Yeah. You need to plan ahead. If that kid can't hold it, you need to keep him in diapers. We actually did that. You know, we had one kid who was about to be potty trained. We had a Disney trip coming up, and we were like, you know what? I don't think we need to do it just yet. Let's wait until after that next trip.
Let's wait. It's much harder this way. That's a good play. All right, Mike, what about you? What's one of your first?
Well, you just talked about how awful it would be if you like banned a 2-year-old. I'm going even further than that, and it's the screaming babies.
Okay.
Now, hear me out. Kristen said you can't control that, which I understand. I completely understand that. But that's why we're going to hire Phil's son, and he's going to help us in security detail. What's going to happen is when that kid starts screaming, we're going to put him on the timer, just like you do a slow play, you know? So we're going to come up, we're going to have a timer, and these people have 35 seconds to leave the restaurant. If they don't, they're getting banned, and unfortunately, the child has to go too.
Yeah, no, that's understandable. Now, my question is, are there like there's smoking areas? Is there going to be like a crying zone that you can like remove?
Yeah,
from
yeah, sure. Like one of the
same
greatest...
area.
Yeah, yeah. That's like you, when I was at Blue Zoo, I heard it and I cringed, and the mom got up and walked out of the restaurant. So you go to lobby. I mean, I'm not saying you have to.
So this is more for restaurants.
Yeah, it's more for restaurants. Yeah,
enclosed spaces, restaurants, line queues.
Yeah,
you gotta
go. That's fair.
But again, you get the stopwatch. I don't know what the fear is. It 35 seconds? Is it 45 seconds? But once you realize that this kid is not going to settle down, you got to take him out of the restaurant, or we're bringing you to the security office asking for your
identification.
Your IDs.
Cutting
yeah.
up the magic band in front of you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, and if you empower Luke, he is fully on board.
And I figured he's your
homeboy
son.
Would
he would
love.
Love he would. I'm not worried about labor laws or child laws. Like I'm sure he would love to make some scratch.
He's gonna have a stopwatch, stopwatch, clipboard, and a visor, and he'll
exactly.
be ready to go. Yeah.
It's just the white hat with the black security. He's all over that.
And then you got my daughter. She'd go around poking babies just to throw someone out. She's evil.
Oh, she's that. Oh, she would be that one.
Oh, she's bad.
She would get them started, huh?
I like this.
That's very good. All right. Well, I had line cutters on mine. That was definitely a big one.
I had line cutters on mine as well.
But now this is another one. This drives me more nuts than line cutters. It's space savers. When you have one person waiting for the parade and they tell you you can't stand within like 30 feet of them because they have a big group coming. Well, I guess what? You don't have to worry about that because you're out. Space saving, not allowed.
I'll go one up on you, though. I think what's worse than the space savers are the people who come in at the last second and stand in front of everybody to block the view of those that have been waiting for an hour for the parade to show up. You just showed up in the last 4 seconds. You're 6'3". Your mic's height. And you stand in front of a 2-year-old because you've got to get that perfect photo on your iPhone.
Thank you. That was exactly one that we discussed on our walk is when you come and stand in front of a child.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Now, there's no problem if we're standing in front and now you and your family, and the only place to stand is in back behind me. Now, if I see that you have a child behind me, I'm going to say, hey, guys, move up or whatever. But I have the right to hold my spot. But I agree, when you're coming and you're cutting right in front of some 3-year-old and you're 6'7" and you could watch it from a mile away, then
no, you're right. If you wait and you have a spot, you have a right to that spot. But if you're bigger and you can stand back and still enjoy it, that's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But so I just hats off like the actual Disney security. We got one of the dessert parties for Happily Ever After years ago where you get to go sit in the plaza right up front. Mm-hmm. So we got the dessert party that was after the fireworks. So we showed up early when they let you through the gates. And if you know, that's got a little short fence right in the end of the grass area. And
right.
I think there was us and 2 or 3 other families that had little kids. Mm-hmm. We set ourselves up right there. We were going to the party afterwards. The kids were sitting on the ground. And about 3 minutes before the fireworks started, this older couple, 2 women, came walking up and stood right at the fence in front of us. And of course, everybody's looking back and forth because nobody wants to be the person to, you know, cause any conflict, except for me. I revel in that stuff. So I got up and I said, you know, perhaps you didn't see there's been 3 families here with kids that have been sitting here. We've been here for quite a while. They want a good view. And the woman said, well, this is the only place we can see from. So I really can't help that. You can go to the back. And she started raising up a bit of a fuss. And the cast members actually came over and escorted her out of there and stood her over in the handicap section so she wouldn't be in front of the kids. So that cast member got a huge cast compliment for that.
Very nice. But yeah, all the stuff you guys are saying, I agree, like the people cutting in front of you. But it just drives me nuts when you have one person and they tell you you can't stand in an open spot because they're saving... They have 24 people coming to watch whatever the Illuminations is called. I can't remember the name of Harmonious. I don't even know what it's called. But, yeah, you can't stand next to them because they have a party of 17 coming. No, you're out. You do that, you're gone. I'm taking you out and your whole party, and they can find their own spot. I'll only ban the one person. I won't ban the whole party for that. But they're on probation at that point.
No. You said it was zero tolerance. It's zero tolerance, buddy. They're all watching the fireworks from the parking lot.
All right, they're out. I'll take them out. That's fine. That's probably my biggest pet peeve, even more than the line cutting. It's the people holding the spots. That goes up my you-know-what sideways. I just hate that so much.
Are we back around to me?
Yeah, let's hit another one from Phil.
All right, I'm going to go with Dark Ride, that person with the iPad in front of him with the flashlight on, lighting up the whole thing with the video, so all you've got staring back at you is this giant screen, and all that's in front of them is this bright white light from all of their recording and photography. We're going to stop the ride, take you off the ride, escort you out of the park, and send everyone else on their way.
Like the Three Caballeros.
Or pirates. It happens to pirates a lot. Yeah. Haunted Mansion.
Now, when we escort them off the ride, Phil, do we just take them right through that dirty water? Or do we have to go to a dry spot?
What's the least comfortable? That's the route we're taking.
Like, I think, when they start that right at the Grand Fiesta Tour, like where it's open and you can see the restaurant.
Make them swim.
I mean,
back.
That's a long walk. Yeah, you know, we have our waders on and we trudge through there and we bring them all through. I think you got to walk them through the water, don't you, Gary?
I like that. I was going to be a little simpler and just like dump their iPad in the water just to like you have the iPad out. We take it and just drop it in the water. And now it's part of the ride.
Oops.
At this
point. It's like people who throw quarters. We drop an iPad in there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't have done that. It's bad enough to use flash photography, but then to have the whole like 22-inch screen held up in front of you.
Well, that you got to hear the announcement every 10 seconds over the top of what the ride's trying to tell you. Please refrain from flash photography inside the ride. Please do not stand up and refrain from flash photography. I want to hear pirates. I don't want to hear this. And I don't want to see it secondhand through your screen. We had that on the Frozen ride last time around. This woman in front of us with this giant iPad screen. Oh, you know what she was doing? Even worse, she wasn't recording.
FaceTiming?
She was on FaceTime with friends at home, giving them the whole FaceTime experience.
So then you could hear them even better.
It was great.
Yeah. So there's been a couple times where I've gotten off a ride and someone was doing that. And I said something to the cast member. I'm like, just so you know, these people are like, have their flash on the whole time recording. And instead of them like addressing those people, like, yeah, you can just go back on again. I'm like, I don't really want to go back on again, but
yeah, like they, yeah,
I'd rather
like
just they eliminate the
experience.
Problem.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they're just going to do it 10 minutes later.
Right. So, yeah, those people definitely can be banned. Like any kind of photography, flash photography in dark rides. Do you get one in case like your auto flashes on and then you correct the issue, or are we eliminating immediately?
I'm okay with one brief flash. You realized what it was, you turned it off. But if it's repeated or you're taking a video with the flash on, you're done.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Mike, what do you have?
I have the people who don't go all the way down, fill all the available spaces.
Oh, in the theaters.
In the theater. That aggravates me.
Because there's sometimes where they don't ask
you. When you're doing Carousel of Progress, when there's seven people in there, fine, you get in the middle row, you get all the way in the middle, but when that theater's full...
And then you have to climb over them because they didn't want to go to the end.
Because they want to sit right in the middle.
And they give you the dirty look.
Right.
And I usually step on their feet.
That's a good move.
Your dad and I both stepped on people's feet one time. It might have been when I had first moved down here and you didn't do the park trip with us. But
yeah,
your dad and I both like agreed that we're going to step on feet. And we both did. He did the, oh, excuse me. You know how he gets.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
That's a good way to do it. Yeah, you're right. Because there's sometimes when you're in there, like Muppet Vision 3D, and there's 23 people in there, and they say, sit wherever you want. Okay, sit in the middle. I don't care. But when they're asking you, like, tough to be a bug or something, and they're like, move all the way down, fill in all the space, well, do that. You're not the exception to the rule. They tell you that for a reason. Get rid of them. Is there, like... Should we have like ejector buttons on the middle seats installed so when they actually stop, we could just like press a button from the back of the theater and they just get like yeeted into the ceiling?
I'm fine with that.
because they're never stopping like three quarters of the way down. They're stopping right in the middle, the perfect dead center of that row.
Oh, could you insert something like the it's tough to be a bug where the bugs walk across your orifice instead of that? It's like a tack
or the stinger right in the spine that hits you from the back of the seat.
Yeah. I just picture Willy Wonka where they're sitting like on the golden eggs. You just hit the button, womp, womp, and it goes right down the chute. I'd be okay with that.
You had me yeeted because I know as soon as my kid hears that line on this podcast, he's going to be in hysterics in the backseat.
There you go. You got to yeet somebody once in a while. Just the way it goes. Yeah, that's a good one, Mike. I didn't think, I did not think of that one. That's a good one to get rid of. The next one, this is, again, you'll kind of sense a theme of saving space.
Mm-hmm.
When people are at a busy quick serve and they sit down at an empty table with no food, when they specifically tell you not to do it. Like, there's a few restaurants, like the Mexican restaurant.
Oh, God. Yeah, because they sit there and watch the fireworks.
Or they're just waiting. There's a huge line and they're holding the table while their husband goes and, like,
yeah,
orders the food, and they're telling you, please don't sit down until you have your food, and they just go and sit, and they want to reserve their spot, and then there's people with trays of food that have nowhere to go.
Yep.
You're out. You're going right into the World Showcase Lagoon, as far as I'm
concerned. I like that one. I didn't think of that one, but that irritates me.
See, to me, it's more the people that grab the seat, take out their boxed lunch and their iPad and their phone, and use that space to eat the food they didn't buy inside of Walt Disney World or update their Instagram or whatever else is they're doing.
Yeah.
They're taking up spaces from paying customers.
There's plenty of spots. Like if you go into the Land Pavilion and you want to sit down and eat your peanut butter and jelly sandwich, there's tons of room. That's never full. Like go nuts. Have at it over there. But if you're at like a premium place and you're trying to take seats and people walk around, like even Satuli Canteen, I know a lot of people, you know, the space is at a premium there as well because so many people go to that one.
Satuli Pecos Bills, that place is always mobbed. Yep. Good luck finding a table there.
Yeah, that one's tough too. You're right. Yeah, there's some that are good for just sitting down and relaxing for a while, you know, milking it, having your soda, whatever, pulling out your box lunch if you want. But yeah, for the most part, if it's busy, use your common sense. That's, I guess, basically, we just want to get rid of people with no common sense, it sounds like.
Which is pretty much all the clientele at Disney.
For the most part, yeah.
Couldn't get
your mute button on.
Couldn't hit the mute button. That came on really quickly.
Yeah, right,
I'm going to break out the dad in me.
Okay.
Here it goes, right? I always thought this was a bit crass, but then I had little kids who learned to read. If you're going to wear a shirt in the park with profanity on it, you got to go. Not change your shirt. Not here's a free shirt. If you were dumb enough to wear a shirt in the park with an F-bomb on it, you're gone forever.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's one that they kind of police, or they try to. Like, they definitely will make you change your shirt. But yeah, that should be a zero. Like, if you're dumb enough to show up, I mean, this isn't Six Flags, people.
Have you been to the local Six Flags?
Not since I was in high school.
So we went up there a few years ago, and it started, I parked in the lower lot, and we got on the bus, and I looked around me. I said to my wife, we are not in Disney anymore. It is a different clientele, my friend.
Yeah. We went to Gatorland a few years ago. I feel like that's a lot of crossover between the Gatorland and the Six Flags.
We just talked about that. We want to do the zip line at Gatorland.
We did not do that. We just walked around. It ended up getting a big thunderstorm, and we left a little earlier than we planned. We actually enjoyed it, but
I heard it's pretty cool.
Totally different. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, no, I get you.
But yeah, I mean, the shirts, I don't mind the stupid ones. Like if people are like, oh, most, you know, drinking around the world, like whatever. If you want to wear a shirt that has like a little Disney pun about getting drunk, have at it. That's
whatever.
You
know, we'll take that a step further later on. I got something like that on my list, but it's one of the obvious puns. Sure. I was holding it.
But yeah, the swears, like out and out swears, I'm definitely good with getting.
Or just the crass ones. I don't want to have to explain that to my 9-year-old. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Get rid of them. No second chances on that. We're not letting you buy a replacement shirt. You're just out.
No.
Oh, and they were giving away replacement shirts. That was the trick. People were wearing stuff to the parks knowing they were going to get a free shirt out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, they started doing that. Was like a TikTok hack, and then they got rid of that real quick and they made you buy one. What's your next one, Mike?
The people who talk behind you when you're in a show, when you're in the Carousel of Progress, and you have a family there, and all they do is yak, yak, yak. It's like, shut up or get off the ride.
Yeah, no, absolutely. If you're in a theater show, like, it's not an air conditioning break. There's other places to do that. If you want to sit down and cool off for 20 minutes, there's places to do that where you can talk and do whatever, but it's not there. That's, yeah.
And it always seems to happen in Carousel. It's always one of those that people have been on 30, 40 times.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, it's an air conditioning break. I've been here a million times. I'm going to have a conversation with my family. Shut up. I've been on it twice as much as you, and I still want to sit down and enjoy and listen to every scene in that ride.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no talking. I agree with that. Just no talking in general would be okay. Just this completely silent park. You just hear
silent.
Footsteps.
Everything's silent.
You know, that's a good segue. So I'll bring up another one of mine. This seems to be a new thing, and it's not just at Disney. This goes for the beach, the mall, walking down the street, walking through Disney. I don't need your Bluetooth speaker that's attached to your backpack playing your rap music at 120 decibels as you're walking around. Don't care. Don't want to hear it. Throw in your AirPods. Throw in your headphones. We all don't need to listen to your music.
Oh, so you've seen people at the parks doing that? I have not experienced that.
Yeah, it's a relatively new thing. We've seen it, you know, just in general the last couple of years. But the last trip, I think we saw two or three people walking around with speakers attached to their backpack playing their music. Time for you to go.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Like on the golf course, we'll do it sometimes. But you're in a small group and you're isolated from people. And you can ask the people you're playing with if it's, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not out in a crowd. Right. You're hanging with your friends at your hole.
Yep. So I think it's probably because of that, because those have become very ubiquitous on the golf courses, having the Bluetooth speakers, and now it's like everywhere. And you're right. It's so easy to just pop an earbud. And if you really want to listen to the music, you could do it. I haven't seen that. So I'm okay with that. You can get rid of them. Absolutely get rid of them. So there was one I was on the fence about saying it because it's.
Are we going to keep this to 2 hours?
I don't know if we can. We could go on a long time.
I mean, the more we talk, the angrier I get, and the more that pops to my head. I mean,
we only have 2 hours.
Yeah,
I got to be at work at 7, so we got another 10 hours at least. We could do. People that wear like wife beaters in the parks, we can get rid of them. I don't need it. I don't need to see your arms. I need sleeves. I want to be like country club attire.
Well, that's always the same guy that gets arrested by the sheriff's deputies that night because he just finished off a 30 rack of Art of Animation while his kid was sitting in the stroller getting sunburnt, isn't it?
Yeah. It's one thing, like, if you're at the pool and you got your sleeveless shirt, that's fine. But I don't know, just in the parks, I don't need to, like, see the fat guy's side boob because he's wearing his like, sleeveless shirt.
Yeah, and then you're on the monorail together and he's rubbing up against you because they're standing room only. Yeah, you're out.
I like sleeves. I think sleeves should be required in the theme parks.
I agree with you. And I think it's interesting that you talked about the 30 box over at Art of Animation because we were there the Christmas before COVID for 2 nights. And we're at the pool bar and a family came after park close and the guy could not be served. And I mean, you see people at these bars and they are fall down drunk and they still get served. And he came back from a park and she wouldn't serve him. I'm like, how embarrassing is that? Kid in a stroller. I mean, that's embarrassing.
Can't even, I mean, they probably self-selected themselves out of Disney at that point, but that's a bad one. That's pretty bad.
Well, I said that specifically because that guy got arrested, what, 3-4 years ago? Sheriff's deputies had to come and get him because his kid had been crying in the stroller for 2 hours at the pool while he was drinking. Kid had severe burns on his legs.
I never heard that story.
Yeah, it was a few years back.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's not good. Good thing he wasn't a DVC owner, because then you can't do anything, right?
Is yeah, no, the... he can go back. He can trespass he from every other area except there.
Yeah.
You brought it up, so I'll continue with it. I am all for having a beverage in the park. We're going down in November for the Swan and Dolphin Food and Wine Classic.
Do we have a date for that yet?
They have not released the ticket.
Yeah, I checked. Okay.
I check every day.
Yeah.
And I've already told my wife, I'm getting her tuned up just to watch the show. We're going down there with friends. But if you are fall down, belligerent, can't speak, drunk in World Showcase, you got to go. That is not the time or the place for it. Look, you want to have a good time, have some beverages, drink around the world, be my guest. But if you're puking in the bushes in Norway, you got to go.
Yeah, it's gotten a lot out of control. And the problem is, I think, is it sneaks up on a lot of people real quick, especially when it's warmer. You got to mix in the waters. I feel like they should just give you like a cup of ice water with every beverage they serve in World Showcase. It's like, here, just finish this before you get to the next country.
Well, it's become the thing, too. It feels like, what, once a month now we see some Instagram or TikTok video of some tomfoolery, either some belligerent person being wheeled out in a wheelchair because they can't walk, or someone taking a header off the bridge in Italy because they got too drunk and decided they were going to go for a dare. It's become the new thing. But again, you're an adult. You want to have a beverage. I am all for it. I'm cool. But there's still kids around. You know, be respectful. There's families. They don't need to be seeing this.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that.
I think about that all the time because I like to drink. I like beer. I like my vodka tonics. I'm not going to tell people that they shouldn't drink or whatever. But there's times at Epcot where it's like, dude, seriously. Like I would never want to be out in public where people are looking at me that way. Like, especially, you know, you're there on the weekends when the locals come out and they just get smashed. And people, I've seen people puking. I've seen people falling down. It's just, I would be all for them banning alcohol in the parks, but that's never going to happen because it's such a
no. That's not
revenue happen. Generator. But still, I mean,
this is probably the first one that we've mentioned that they actually may get to the point where they have to do it.
It's going to be an issue with the social host law. They're going to end up with the same problem that bars have had for the last few years, where there's going to be someone that's driving home all messed up, gets into a big accident, there's a giant lawsuit, and they have no choice but to start to enforce something.
That's what I mean. And they'll just do that. They'll just ban you. They'll just trespass you. I think that this, of any of them in all seriousness, has a chance to actually come to fruition. Like you said, if there's somebody who decides to drive, I mean, they can assume if you're in Epcot that you're staying on property and you're walking back or taking a bus back to your hotel. But a lot of people have cars. You see those parking lots, they're full of cars. So
you're full of cars.
A lot of people are getting behind the wheel after those days. And that's, like you said, you know, one bad turn and there could be a big news story. And then does Disney have a drinking problem all over CNN and Fox News and all those things? And
well, especially on, like I said, on the weekends, that's when you have most of the problems. I mean, we were there for the festival and remember that Saturday, like we could not move.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I mean, why is it crowded? Because it's a weekend.
Right.
And the locals, who are driving to and from.
Of course. Yeah.
And like I said,
I got no problem
it.
With drinking. Just be responsible. Don't get behind a wheel.
Don't be a buffoon in public. It just comes down to that, doesn't it? Don't be a buffoon.
It can get away from people. Like, yeah, I don't think people go out with the intention to like throw up in the bushes or be fall down drunk. But if you have five drinks in an hour at 2 o'clock and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's 88 degrees with high humidity, and then all of a sudden you have that 6-1, and
that
switch flips, and there's no going back. You get to that point, like, there's a lot of people, they can't go back from that point, and it's too late, you know. It's hard. I don't know the way to enforce it, but they should be dealt with if it happens. I agree with that.
Well, don't bars and bartenders have to go through some kind of training for knowing how and when to shut it down?
Yeah, but how do they know if you go up and you grab two beers at the stand in England and you hand me one? because it's your turn to buy, and I'm standing off by the phone booth, the red phone booth over there.
No, I get it. There's got to be a standard out there somewhere. I'm surprised. I really am, just because of how liability conscious they are about everything. I'm surprised it has not been an issue before now, because you can't tell me they don't know. The Instagram post, the TikTok post, the Facebook post, it's rampant. I mean, people are not hiding it whatsoever. They clearly make a lot of money off of it. I understand that. I'm all for capitalism, but it's going to bite them in the butt one of these days.
Yeah, they're making like 80 margin on those drinks, so they're not too keen to stop it, but they need to.
The thing I don't understand, though, is like, when do you shut, like, you get shut off like when you fall down drunk. But if I'm sitting at a bar and I have four beers, I cannot legally drive a car. I'm going to be well above the 0.08, which is what I think all 50 states are. So at what point do they shut you off? Usually it's if you're at a bar and you're falling down or you're belligerent, or that's probably when you're at 12, 13, 16 drinks.
Well, some people it's only three or four, but yeah,
right.
I know what you're saying.
Right.
But I don't know. It's not what this show is really about, but I get the
They're
point.
Gone. They We're agreed. Great. They're gone.
They can be gone. That's fine. Who's the who's next up? Is it you, Mike? I think
it's me. So we're staying in the theaters again.
Okay.
And it's the people who are political in the Hall of Presidents.
Oh, booing.
That irritated me so much when people boo. Whether you're left, right, middle, centrist, I don't care.
Yeah.
I've been in there so many times where people booed, you know.
And it never happened. It never happened until, like, George Bush, right?
Yeah.
Like, and then everyone since then.
Every single, yeah, I've heard it for Biden. I heard it for, I wanted to see Trump because it was during COVID.
Right.
And the place was dead. And I'm like, this is probably the last time. I had never seen Trump in there. I like to see every president when I go to the Hall of Presidents.
Sure.
And I was in there and they're booing, you know, F Joe Biden. I'm like, I don't want to hear it.
No.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want your political shirts. That's why we go to Disney. We, you know, everybody's fighting on Facebook over all this nonsense. It's like, I go to Disney for an escape.
I actually agree with that.
Smashed over my head there.
If you want to take one step further, I'm fine with that too. Just anyone who wears
no shirts,
the political shirts in too. Like, there's a very popular Facebook group, and like the moderators always go with their Trump stuff. And it's like, why do you have to like make that your personality at Disney? Like, I don't understand it in general. Like, why do people make politics their it's like their favorite sports team?
It's politics. An obsession.
But to bring it into Disney is very strange.
And Mike said it best. I mean, I go there to avoid this stuff. That's when you get to turn it all off. I don't need strife and discord and attitudes and politics invading into that. That's the reason we're there.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. So I'll take that.
Wasn't it during the election in 2020 when people were like sneaking in Trump signs and they ended up getting
the guy was on the train station and then he was unfurling it on the Splash Mountain.
Yes.
Yeah, that's you're out. You're done. I'm fine with the shirts. That can go right with Phil's like swears. If you have political stuff on your shirt, you go right in the bin with the swear people.
Hey, as long as we're talking about politics, can we bring, you hate to tread on a sensitive subject, but tag, I'm in. Can we just ban that Skywriter guy from the sky that's over at Disney with the Jesus loves you stuff that I got to look at every time I'm on Big Thunder and look up?
Is he still doing that?
I haven't seen that. I kind of enjoy that.
Do you?
Yeah. It's just because it's so ridiculous.
It is dumb. That's funny. That's fine. You could probably try to ban him. I don't think that would work, though, Phil.
You think the FAA is listening in?
No, I don't know about that.
Every time I look up, I just shake my head. I'm like, yep, he's at it. And you know what kills me? How much money is he blowing on a daily basis to have that Skywriter up there writing all the Jesus loves you messages? Imagine
I hadn't seen him the last couple trips. I thought he was gone. He's still around.
I got to think of the last time I saw him. Maybe he wasn't there the last trip. It just seems like he's just always there.
No, yeah, I gotcha. You guys covered a lot of the ones that I wanted to get to. There's not...
That's all.
Oh, really?
There's probably something that you're going
to... Oh, I'm not even close to done. Oh, you're easy.
Yeah, I've got quite a few more.
I mean, there's the obvious ones, which no one's really mentioned, like the stopping in the middle of the walkways to take a picture.
That's on my list. Okay,
well, that's on my list.
Further. Not just... Okay, so I think there's a couple of different ones there. So let's just go with the stopping in the walkway. you're just walking up the center of Main Street or walking up the center of the sidewalk or wherever you are, and they just stop.
They stop.
There's no look over their shoulder. There's no attempt to step.
Like, you almost rear end them because they stop so tight.
Yep. They just, and then if you bump into them, they snap around and give you some dirty look because you bumped into them. You spoiled their magical vacation that they spent all this money on. How dare you expect them to keep walking in traffic?
Yeah, they can go. I don't like that. Like, I consciously, like, with my kids, I'll yell at them. Mm-hmm. Like, do not stop there. Get to the side.
And the thing is, they have an excuse. They don't have a clue.
Right. And it's up to me to give them a clue.
Exactly.
And pull them to the side or tell them, like, you can't stop in the middle. If you need to stop, tell me and we'll walk off to the side so we're not in people's way.
Because you're going to get run down by someone in a scooter. It is guaranteed.
Like, obviously, in the middle of Main Street, they have photo pass set up. So there's going to be places where you are expected to stop and get in line for your photo pass. And guess what? They'll take your picture with your dumb iPhone at the same time. So you don't have to stop and do selfie mode and get in people's way. Like, there's spots for it. There's designated spots to stop.
Right.
Same thing, like Animal Kingdom towards the Tree of Life. There's like 5 photo pass people on the way there. Just stop at one of them. It's expected. There's probably a line there. But just dead stop, like they're slamming on the brakes.
But it gets better. There's not just one person. It's a whole family wearing matching shirts. Everybody's name is on the back with the year.
Yes.
And they're hand in hand walking 9 wide, and then they just, now you got a wall of people.
And 9 you can't across. Go around them.
You can't go anywhere.
And you're going to get into a head-on collision when you're coming the other way through World Showcase. They take up the entire walkway. Does that drive me insane? Like, this is maybe not just getting banned. Do you maybe serve some time for this? Do we put you in the Disney holding cell for this?
Right in the jail in Pirates of the Caribbean, right in the fire scene. You're in there begging the dog for the keys.
I'm okay with that. We can get rid of those people, too.
Are we able to
get rid of the people that smash into your ankles with their scooters because they have never driven one before and they don't know the difference between forward and reverse and braking? Because the amount of times I've gotten run into with one of those things,
I'm going to give some of these people leniency. Well, I mean, we're talking potential people with disabilities.
Is there like a three strikes?
We might be crossing that line.
There might be a three strikes. Let's keep in mind, too, it's not just the person in the scooter. It's the person driving the 300-pound scooter that the person stopped in front of, or someone to your right decided that they were going to zig instead of zag, and they took a hard left to Adventureland across the crowd. So you had to step to the left, so the scooter behind you had nowhere to go.
So you know when it's your fault when the scooter hits you. Like, it's
That's
happened,
a good point.
And you're you know when it's your fault. But there's times when you're at a dead standstill for the last, like, 4 minutes and you're
talking. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You watch the parade and you get smoked. Yeah, you're right.
We watched a woman at the last parade we were there who got her cane jammed on the accelerator of her scooter.
Oh, no.
It took off from the center of the hub, across the street, went through a crowd of people, hit the trash can, knocked the trash can over, mounted the trash can, threw the lady off of it. Myself and a cast member had to hop on the thing and rip the cane out from underneath the handle. It cleared out like 9 people. She's laying on the ground in the middle of the hub. It was fantastic.
So is that like strike one or is that strike 3 for that?
That's strike 7. It did just all at once. That was incredible.
You're out. Okay.
All right, so if we're talking about stopping, what about the fully done up Instagram crew? And it's usually like 3 or 4 late teens, early 20s females who are posing up against the fence with one leg up, like, you know, on their toe, turned a quarter the way around, and they stop everyone around them so they can get that perfect picture with the kissy duck face look they've got going, looking over their shoulder in front of the castle. You got to throw all 5 of them out. The one taking the picture, the one getting her picture taken, and the 3 security guard blockers they brought with them.
Yeah, if you're trying to, like, prevent other people to get into your perfect picture.
You can't walk between them. You can't walk next to them. You block the light. She had to blink with her left eye. It didn't come out perfect. 6 pictures wasn't enough. That crew's got to go.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Because there's spots. You can find spots in places where there's no people around. You could do your photo shoot all you want. If it's not inconveniencing others, I have no problem with it. You can take pictures till your phone dies.
You know what? No, if you're going to set up like that for a photo, you're vapid and shallow and you got to go. I'm sorry.
You just want to get... Okay.
Yeah, any Instagram duck face photos, that there should be some sort of security crew that comes rappelling down from the castle, just escorts you out.
I'm fine with that. No, I know Mike likes to do photo shoots once in a while, so I was trying to stick up for him, but I guess he's
like
done.
People who are holding people up. How about the, like, you run into somebody and you're like, oh, hey, Steve, how's it going? Oh, what are you doing here? And instead of going off to the side, you have that conversation right in the middle of the bridge again, five across.
Yeah.
You see that all the time.
I think it's a lot of the same issue. Just,
yeah, it is. It is.
Unaware of your space. You need to be aware of where you are.
Or just peeling the onion, as they say in corporate America.
Right. Or the 19-person family who's got the park map out in front of them, and they're right under the Adventureland sign on the bridge, and they're trying to figure out what direction they're supposed to go in, and they're all arguing over what the shortest route is. It just taking up that whole space.
Now, I have one that I just thought of. What about people who fart in the confectionery on Main Street, and it smells so bad that people say, I wish whoever was doing that would leave.
I have to stick up for those people because I am that people.
Yeah, because there could be potential health problems.
Okay, is that the excuse?
You could have IBS. Yeah, again, we'd have to consult our attorneys.
So you don't think
that's... people with disabilities in the wheelchairs, and we're going to hit somebody who has gastrointestinal issues.
I think you've gone a step too far there, Gary. I know.
Did you say intestinal or intestinal? Oh, jeez. All right.
Let's not go casting aspersions now, Gary.
No, I think that was a very specific one there.
I've got one more.
Okay.
I don't know how many Phil has, but I have another one. Being a local who drives here all the time,
mm-hmm.
The people who leave their car doors open and you're trying to pull in, so they're bringing you in, okay, you park here. You're trying to pull in next to the people who have their car doors open because they're putting their suntan lotion on, they're getting their backpacks ready to go. It's like you need to grab your stuff, go to the back of your car, pop your trunk, put the suntan lotion on, grab the sunglasses, grab your hat, and then put everything in your car. But they'll stand out there for 10 minutes, and I can't pull into the spot because they've got four doors open.
Oh, I see.
They're getting thrown out of here.
Yeah, absolutely. Either wait for you to be parked before going through the process, or you get thrown out. Or like you said, get out, let the person park, and then go through your process at that point.
Yeah, I've got some more, so I'm going to let you guys keep going because I've got more.
Oh, you're coming up with more on the
spot. No, I've already had these written down. I told you, I'm fired up right now.
I got two more on my list. How about I'll go one for one with you for at least the next two.
All right, I got two, so let's go two for two. Let's go.
All right, I'm going to save the one that really chafes me for the very end, but I'm just going to go with any large group, be it these tour groups, cheerleading groups, any large group who starts this 40-person call and return, cheering, yelling, cacophony in line, just disrupting everyone and everything in the restaurant, in the walkway, in the line queue. You start making that much noise, you got to go back to Brazil or Argentina or the cheerleading camp you came from, or wherever it is, you got to go.
Again, that's one I haven't really seen much since COVID, but I know
they're back. They came back in the last year. I started seeing him again on the last trip, the guy walking around with the big flag in front of him that the group was following. And we hadn't seen him since probably late 19, early 20, but they're back.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yeah, that's no, I mean, that just has to be part of like what they tell the groups. It's like, hey, no yelling and screaming in unison, like ruining other people's experiences.
And they are, by the way, some of the worst line cutters I've ever seen. They get half of them to go wait forward in line, and then 20 of them come rushing up from the back with their elbows out trying to get to their friends in the front because they just got off a ride they were on, but their friend texted them that they were at the front of the Pirates line, so they'll come through 15, 20 strong.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'd be banned for life before they even got to the chanting based on the rules you've been putting in. Because they're probably stopping in the middle. I mean, the chanting is the least of our concerns with those groups, I think. What do you have next, Mike?
So we're talking modes of transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the people who cut you. And there's no order. So you're on the boat. and you're in front of somebody and they just knock you down and won't even let you out of your row.
Get
off the boat. It's similar to the airline.
Oh, okay.
When the people in the back of the plane just grab their stuff and they start rushing the front.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like, you know, you're
unload in the correct order. Yeah.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's fine. They can be done.
You think Disney needs to take up the Southwest mode? Okay, we need A1 through 15 can board the launch now. A1 through 15.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Don't give them too many ideas. Because they'll start charging you for advanced boarding.
They will monetize that, won't they? All right, my final one drives me out of my mind. This is probably one everyone's... The smoking and vaping in the park. It's like, look, bud, we can smell your Marlboro lights from across the line. We know you're there smoking. And the other dude up the line with the cotton candy vape, yeah, we know what that one is too. That just wasn't a big deep breath in cold weather. We saw the whole vape cloud escape. We smelled the cotton candy. It's time for you to go. There are designated areas for that. My kids don't need to be sucking down your secondhand smoke. You know, get out of the way. Go somewhere else. Go to your designated area. You're gone. You're out of the park.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, that the vaping, it's like people think they can get away with it. Like, they think they're being cute with the vaping. And now even more so, which I noticed more on the last trip, is the, not even the vape pens. They're like the pot pens, like the little, and you smell like the marijuana. Little
dab pens.
I've never even seen those. Oh, Wait, where are you seeing these, Gary?
In the parks, people pull them out and they'll take a little quick puff.
Oh, no, I haven't seen those yet.
But it's not like ignited. It's like it's the same thing as like the vape pen, so it's all like vaporized.
But it still smells like THC. Skunk cabbage.
It still smells like skunk, yeah. When it's exhaled. Yeah.
They can't even stay off the weed for a couple hours.
No. And again, I don't care. If you want to smoke pot before you come in the parks, have at it. Like, do it in your car.
I hate that smell, though. I hate the smell.
I got another one.
Yeah, see what you're doing?
Oh, this is what you're doing. Look, if you get to the front of the line and you don't know how to scan your park ticket and put your finger
down,
you don't even get in the park.
You're out.
You're holding up. You're out.
You're gone.
Mom's holding 18 cards. She doesn't know what card goes with what family member, whose fingerprints on it. This one was for Epcot. You're gone. You don't even get in the park. Go back to your car. Have a good day. Go see SeaWorld. They'll be happy to have your business. Don't come back.
They should have like a first time entry line. Like, if it's your first day in the parks and you haven't established your fingerprint or any of that stuff, this is the line you go in.
You know what the worst line is, Mike? You've probably seen this. What is the slowest, worst line to get in the park in any given day? It's the annual pass holder line. I have seen more holdups in the annual pass holder line than the general admission line. We don't even use it anymore.
Hmm. I'm good with that. You could do that. I mean, you mentioned the shirts, like the offensive. Obviously, just any general swearing, I think you could be gone. Like, if you are in earshot of a child, which is always in Disney, you probably shouldn't be using four-letter words above a whisper.
So the funny thing is, so I do ski patrol in the winter. The only time I've actually snipped a lift ticket and sent someone out for the day is for dropping F-bombs repeatedly in front of a kid. You can ski like crazy. You can do some silly stuff. You start swearing in front of a group of little kids, I am kicking you off the mountain right then and there. No questions asked.
Yeah. I mean, Mike and I, if we're in the parks, just the two of us, and we're walking around, we're talking to each other at a low conversation, there might be a word that sneaks in, but it's never around kids, right? And it's never loud. Like, I'm not stupid. Like, if you're walking in a group of adults and you're talking to each other, I'm not saying that they should be like monitoring what you say and kick you out. But if you're loud enough where kids that are 6-8 feet away can hear you swearing, you're done.
Yep, I'm on board with that.
Mike, did you have one more to finish us off, or were you done?
I had one more again with modes of transportation. Let women and children off first. I hate when I see guys who like jump in front of like women with like a stroller.
All right, how about just getting on the bus? Nothing irritates me more than seeing some 30-year-old dude sitting in the seat on his phone when there's some 75-year-old woman struggling to hang on as the bus is on its way to the resort or the park. Get out of your seat. Mm-hmm. Give her your seat. You can stand up. I don't know how you were raised, but you need to go back and ask for a refund.
Yeah. I mean, the only time I've ever hopped off the bus first is when I'm blocking the door because I'm standing there with the stroller holding on next to that rear door, and I'm literally the one in front of it. So I pick up the stroller and get out of the way so people can get off. But yeah, you're right. Let the loading and unloading process be organized and efficient, and don't yeah, give up the seat. I've tried that. A lot of times you try it and people refuse, which is crazy to me.
But at least you try. Even my 11-year-old son has the manners when he sees a woman walk on the bus to stand up and at least offer his seat.
Yeah. But I paid a lot for this vacation, Phil. I should be able to sit down on the bus.
Well, you can. As soon as she gets out of that seat, hurries to order the bus. Well, what do you think, guys? Do you think we've trimmed down the park crowd by, what, 50, 60% at least, right?
At least 50 or 60, maybe 90.
I don't know if I'd survive some of these rules. I might be out.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I've probably been guilty of doing some stupid stuff, but I don't do it consistently. But again, we have a zero tolerance policy.
Zero tolerance, yeah.
I don't know, Mike. I think we were fine until he talked about crop dusting inside the shop.
That was gone years ago.
No, crop dusting's okay. That was a specific callback to a very good Mike story that we have.
Oof, it's a good thing I was going to have to give up my annual pass.
Well, I can't come up with anything else. If you have any others that you want to let us know, you know where to find us on social media. Go to our Facebook group, WDW Beyond the Gates Podcast Family. Tell us who you'd like to ban, or maybe you've been banned by some of our rules, and just let us know, and we'll take your DVC points if you can no longer use them.
At a significant discount.
Yeah, of course. Anything else you want to add here, Mike, or should we wrap things up?
You can wrap things up.
How about that YouTube page? What's going on over there? I saw a video of the friendship boats, correct?
I put the video of the friendship boats. I'm not sure what I'm putting up this week. I was thinking about doing the club level at Yacht Club, but
oh, okay.
I'm having trouble editing that one.
Solid choice.
So go to youtube.com/@WDWBTG. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok is @WDWBTG. Our website, WDWBTG.com. Email us info@WDWBTG.com, Mike@WDWBTG.com, and Gary@WDWBTG.com. Phil, why don't you give your podcast a plug one more time?
Absolutely. You can find us over at Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, DVC Clubhouse, and our podcast, Debrief by DVC Clubhouse.
Very good. Thank you for joining us once again, Phil. It's a pleasure, as always. Reducing the capacity in the parks is what we're here to do. And I think we accomplished it quite well today.
I think we did.
All right. Anything else, Mike? Did I catch everything?
I believe so.
All right. Good enough. Close enough. Good enough for government work. That's going to do it for episode number 524 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. For our special guest, Angry Newfield Jr., and for my co-host, Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. MIC.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-I-C.